The U.S. has not called on leaders of Bahrain to step down, though the government there has also been engaged in a violent crackdown of pro-democracy protests. But Bahrain's opposition still manages to get its voice heard. Lately, it's been doing that through a new TV venture operating thousands of miles away from home. As The World's Laura Lynch reports, it hasn't been easy.
A new station, a new newscast, a new voice broadcasting to the people of Bahrain.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
But anchor Sama Hamdan isn't anywhere near the island kingdom. She's reading the news from a small studio in an industrial park in suburban London. The channel is called Loloa. That's the Arabic word for pearl, after the pearl traffic circle in Manama that became the focal point for protests before the government tore it down. Despite the name, director and Bahraini expatriate Yasser al-Sayek insists the station aims for balance.
We nothing to do with any political party in Bahrain. We are an independent channel. We share the view with all the political parties in Bahrain, and we support them all the time for them, for the struggle. Our mission is to promote democracy. We promote justice in Bahrain.
Al-Sayek says he's received funding from private donors across the Arab world, but he gave no details. The station went on air from here a few weeks ago via satellite. Al-Sayek wants it to be an alternative to state-controlled television in Bahrain. There have been a number of challenges. For one, the four correspondents working in Bahrain, says Al-Sayek, work anonymously.
Well, they obviously nobody knows about them names. We have people here who have established contact with them, provided daily with reports, with video footages.
Off-air anchor Sama Hamdan lists another problem, trying to arrange interviews with nervous Bahrainis.
There are some people who feel like scared to come and talk. They always feel scared, but like mostly we try to have like some activists who are well known, you know. Some of them, they've been detained, or you know, they already facing these challenges.
Hamdan herself is Palestinian. Another on-air journalist here in London is Iraqi. No Bahrainis appear in front of the camera. That's to prevent anyone from threatening families back home. Hamdan understands the need for caution. Even she worries she'll have trouble if she travels to the region in the future.
You'll be blacklisted, and if you go back to the Arab area, you'll be questioned maybe one day.
For all the worries, though, the biggest obstacle right now is technical. From the day the station went on air, the signal has been jammed, apparently by someone or something in Bahrain. Al-Sayek has begun streaming the station live over the internet as he searches for ways to get around the jamming. The government hasn't said whether it's behind the electronic blockade, but it seems someone doesn't want Bahrainis to see something new. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.